On January 15th, the birthday of freedom fighter Martin Luther King Jr. was celebrated with parades, programs, and reflection on how far the United States has come in terms of recognizing his dream of a nation where all people are recognized as equal in society. Dr. King and those that worked with him were successful in getting federal laws passed that outlawed discrimination based on race, religion, sex, and national origin in the areas of education, employment, and housing, just to name a few. Unfortunately, Dr. King was murdered before he could organize around economic policies that included reparations for the descendants of the victims of slavery and guaranteed employment for anyone seeking work. While federal laws outlawing discrimination are on the books and individuals can sue employers and other entities for violating these laws, systemic racism still exists because of the unwillingness of the federal government to aggressively enforce them. Because of this, large areas of the United States are still segregated, deep poverty persists for far too many people, higher education has been priced out of the reach for the poor, while the federal government continues to spend insane amounts of money on its war machine and modern prison slavery. While few have been able to advance in this society, Dr. King was about the uplift of the entire society, including the most disadvantaged among us. If America wants to recognize and honor Dr. King, it must not simply pay him lip service, but each and every one of his professed admirers must continue to push for the realization of his dream of an equitable society. Based on the current conditions on the ground, there is much work yet to be done. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.